It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm Dr. Ashburn, your health coach for the week. I'm excited about this show. I really am. I'm going to talk about some really cool things that people do around the world who live the longest. And I feel that makes the most sense, right? That is a culmination of a life well lived if you live a long life. And these people live the longest lives in the world. They live in blue zones. And it, you know, ultimately, they're the most joy-filled life as well. So I'm going to get into that as well as some nutrition tips today. None of the ordinary stuff, eat less, work out more. I'm going to get into some details of exactly how to build your metabolism to help you. Because it's not about losing weight. It's not about just getting more nutrients. It's about living a better life. It's about having a metabolism that works for you. And I'm going to get into that too, as well as how to manage pain and symptoms. So when people walk around with pain and symptoms every single day, you're walking around all the time in pain. You say, well, comparing yourself to everybody else, I'm just normal. I'm normal for whatever my age is. And I'm going to call BS on that for a moment. I'm going to call it BS because we're supposed to live better than the people do around us. We're supposed to live better and lead people towards better. When we set an example, we lead people towards better. So I'm going to start off talking about the blue zones. And you know, I'm going to get into a number of things they do that they've distilled out from their cultures that are equal across all the different blue zones around the entire world that seem to be working for them. And, you know, people in blue zones, they're not thinking about their health. That's a big thing. Not thinking about their health or their diet or an exercise program. I often joke with my patients and say, you know, ask someone from 100 years ago what gym they go to, and they look at you like you have two heads because they don't go to the gym. They just move. And all the lifestyle stuff we do now, all the gym work, all the exercise, all these, you know, detailed routines, we're basically just trying to mimic a moving body, a healthy body. And if you got outside and moved and did stuff, well, that'd be plenty enough. So these people are not doing anything except living their lives. And I feel that's very cool. They're not thinking about it. It's just their lives, right? You don't ask somebody, what are you doing? Like, you don't ask an animal, hey, why are you running across the street? They're saying, I don't know. Because I do it, right? And the same thing with people in the blue zones. And they're living longer without even intentionally setting out to do so. So, you know, for most of us, it's not feasible to switch places with these village dwellers. We have a life that has more stress, has more issues, you know, and that's one of the biggest things that we have going wrong for us. So I'm going to get into number one. Number one is trade out your lazy boy for a mat and a garden. What I mean by that is you got to build movement into your day. So for those of you who don't like the gym, maybe inspired by the way people live in blue zones and incorporate movement into their everyday routines. Most of them plant a garden, right, in their backyard. And they're cultivating that garden. And then a garden nudges them to weed and water and harvest almost every single day in order to eat. But it's a simple way to do it, and it keeps you moving, right? Also, instead of lounge chairs or sofas, you know, if you look at the Okinawans, they spend more time on the floor, either sitting or squatting. So in the movie Blue Zones, which I encourage everybody to watch, I believe it was on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore. It's extremely fascinating. I love watching that stuff. I love figuring out how to get people healthier. Well, the guy, Dan Buettner, he said he sat down for 2 days with a 104-year-old woman. I'm just going to say that again. He sat down for 2 days with a 104-year-old woman who got up and down off the floor 30 times. That equated to 30 squats and helps maintain strength in her legs and core. It's crazy, right? And throughout the movie, you see tons of elderly people living like younger people. And it automatically changes your mindset about age, right? Because age is a number. I always say, don't count your calendar age, count your metabolic age. Your metabolic age is so much more important than the number that's associated with your birth. And it makes for better balance and flexibility and probably healthier backs and fewer falls. And, you know, among the elderly, falls are the leading cause of injury and injury death in people over 65. So it's so important to just get down and move and do stuff. And I encourage people to adopt a stretching routine. I don't even really care what stretching routine it is. Go on YouTube. Talk to your friends, go online and find a stretching routine that's simple, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, do it daily and your life will be enriched exponentially. Number two, get rid of DoorDash and eat like a peasant. Now, you know, I like good tasting food, but I also like very healthy food, food that sustains your health. And Dan Buettner describes meeting the oldest family in the world, whose collective age of 9 siblings was 860 years old. Okay, I want to wrap your brain around it. They're about 95 years of age on average, right? Their daily staple was a tradition Sardinian minestrone soup from leftover garden vegetables, beans, a little barley, some tomatoes, and olive oil. So once again, they're not thinking about health. They're just eating the food that grew right around them and has the most nutrients. You know, it's growing in soil that has not been damaged, hasn't been sprayed, not using GMO seed. They're just living a great life. So the Sardinians eat a lot of whole grain sourdough. And people in the blue zones are eating the cheapest peasant foods, which I believe is really, really cool. It doesn't take money to be healthy. And while the blue zones he visits are, you know, they're distant from us, their diets are similar. The five pillars in the blue zones, I'm going to tell you, this is very important to focus on, are whole grains. Unfortunately, the whole grains we get in our country, most of them are damaged. They're damaged by the time it took between picking it, grinding it, and creating, you know, bread or whatever out of it, as well as how that grain was raised in bad soil, using pesticides, herbicides, and, you know, also genetically modifying the seeds so it can continue to grow in these places. So whole grains is a staple of the blue zone diets, but it's very different. It's like you go to Italy, you eat something there like bread or pasta and say, it didn't even affect me while you eat it here and you feel bloated. The vegetables, right? That's simple. Everybody knows that. Greens, beans, and tubers, such as sweet potatoes. That's the main diet for most people in the blue zones. So, you know, a cup of beans is associated with an extra 4 years of life expectancy amongst the blue zone people. And most people cook their own meals. So there's no DoorDash, you know, there's no delivery in the blue zones. So people live a slower pace. I feel this is very, very important to live a slower pace, use lots of herbs in their cooking. You know, Sardinians like rosemary, Costa Rica, they like cilantro, Icaria, fennel, oregano, and sage. They know how to make their peasant food taste delicious, and that's the secret. Now, number three is reduce meat and aim for a plant-forward approach. Now, this point, I feel it's pretty good. I feel if you're eating very clean meat, you'd be okay. They happen to eat less meat because often they're not in rich areas or in poorer areas. But if you look at what they do, we in the United States, 220 pounds of meat per year. Once again, I don't mind that weight of meat people eat per year. The fact is the majority of that meat is damaged meat. So if you raise a cow, in a way, it was never designed to be raised, eating food it wasn't designed to be eaten. And then you slaughter it, right? And you inject it with growth hormones and antibiotics and all these things trying to help it grow faster, has no immune system, right? You're building a lab animal, essentially. It's a lab animal. And lab animals, they're not healthy for us. If you look at the meat under microscope, it's very different than an animal eating its own natural diet, living outdoors in a way it's designed to, and then being slaughtered humanely, and then you know, bringing the meat. It's a totally different thing altogether. So they're eating, in the United States, about 220 pounds of meat per year per person. And the blue zones eat about 20 pounds per year. I think we can get by on less than 220 pounds of meat per year. I do. My opinion. But I feel if we're eating all clean meat, it won't have the profound health effects that we hear about in the news from our doctors and everybody else. They're talking about bad meat from the grocery store. So you can't, you know, indiscriminately walk into the grocery store and grab whatever meat you want. You really have to be cognizant. You need to be focused on eating clean meat. So chicken should really be free range, should be organic. This way they're not getting any damaged food. And they should be trying to eat more natural food. If the free range means you're going to eat bugs and stuff, I know it's disgusting, but bugs and stuff all around them. And then they get some grain as well. But basically, it's much healthier. Fish should be wild caught. Wild caught fish is essential. As I discussed in the show before, my favorite fish is wild caught salmon from Alaska. And the reason why is because Alaska's distant. It's very far away from us, has much less of the pollutants around the area as we do here. And the fish, you know, they grow naturally and they develop the fat and everything else the way it should be. If you eat farm fish, they're being fed a diet that's not natural. They're being fed grain and other things that's not natural. They're given drugs to stay healthy. So you want to do wild caught fish. Incredible, incredibly healthy for you. Eggs. Eggs is a great protein source. Don't buy into the cholesterol myth. Yolks are good for you. So eggs are really good for you. Once again, they got to come from the chickens as I just described them. If you can have wild animal, if you know someone's a hunter, deer, elk, anything you can have wild killed is phenomenal too. So all animals, just think about it. If it was raised in the way it was originally designed to be raised, it's much, much healthier for us. If you'd raise it in a farm, like a lab animal, it's bad for us, right? Real simple. So One of the ways that Dan Buettner describes how to be aware of what you're eating, he says, turn off the TV, put away devices, and save the dining table as a place to slow down and savor. Mindful eating has been shown to help people moderate the intake. And if you watch the show, the Blue Zones, they have multiple episodes, you'll see these people, they sit down, they talk to people. They're not, you know, in their car shoving a sandwich in their mouth on the way to work. They're sitting down, enjoying themselves, talking to people. So the activities social and they're eating at the same time. It's not like eating's activity and they can socialize too, right? They're socializing and eating at the same time. And I feel it's very important to understand. This is the biggest thing. This next point is the biggest thing, believe it or not, in longevity and people being healthy over time. And that's called give loneliness the boot. So Costa Rica's Nicoya Peninsula is a blue zone. It spans 30-mile strip made of pasture land and tropical forest. Climate's beautiful. And people don't make money. They're broke. But the country's healthcare system is generous. Men in the region are about three times more likely to live to 90 compared to men in the United States. And it's because they're together, right? They rely on each other. So if you look at people there, and he met a woman who was over 100 years old, and every day her 85-year-old son and his children bike to her house, and they help with her chickens, you know, they help with her animals. And in return, she cooks them some beans and rice. It's a beautiful symbiosis. And ultimately, you know, they're hanging out together, helping each other, you know, feeding each other. And it's pretty phenomenal. They also practice rituals, right? So they tend to be very Catholic there. And so they'll go to church. They're around each other all the time. And it's very beneficial. It really is good. And it's similar in Loma Linda, California, where they have the Seventh-day Adventists. And these people all hang out with each other, right? Adventists hang out with Adventists. And the church gives them a foundation. They have potlucks, nature walks, everything they do. It's designed to help them be more active. Now, if you look at the Seventh-day Adventist community, it's in our country. They have to purpose out being together. They have to purpose out eating healthy, the mostly vegetarian, purpose out their activities. Whereas the other blue zones, they don't. It's just part of their life. It just is how they live. So, it's very important. They realize in Seventh-day Adventist community, purposing it out, it's very, very important for them to be healthy. So it's so important to do, you know, purpose stuff out. And I encourage everybody. I was talking to someone last week and he was asked to go to a Yankee game. In this Yankee game, he wanted to go. He wanted. I saw it all over his face. He wanted to go, but he's so caught up in his mindset of, I can't. I just can't. You know, my wife, she might want me to stay home, and you know, and then I might spend a couple extra dollars, and I really should. And he had the money. His wife didn't care. She wanted to go to the game too. So I said, go to the game. Enjoy yourself. You only get so many experiences. Really take the time and enjoy yourself. And he did that. And he had a great time. And he thanked me afterwards. So all these things are so important. Now, this is important too, right? In lieu of more coffee, drinking more coffee, more stimulants, Red Bull, Monster Energy, whatever, they take a nap. Once again, they're living more naturally as they're designed. So they take a nap. They get tired. They take a nap, 20 minutes, not forever. And they wake up and they're refreshed. They're excited, and then they go on the rest of the day. So they sleep good at night, but they take a nap during the rest of the day. They're not getting caught up in how many hours of sleep they're getting, the quality of sleep. They don't have Aura rings. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's pretty cool. But they don't have Aura rings on their fingers measuring their sleep. They just rest, and if they're tired, take a nap. And they also trade the big city rents for an affordable home. They have simple homes, simple living. And you know, they know it's better for them. They're not as stressed. And I think that's one of the biggest things it all boils down to. When I look at people in my office, people that are putting on weight, it's because they're stressed often, right? They're stressed, so they're eating. They're stressed, so they're damaging their metabolism. They're stressed, so, you know, their metabolism's broken. I see people come in to my office looking to be healthier, get the nervous system running better, and it's their stress. If you had no stress in your body, your nervous system wouldn't break down as easily. It still can, but you wouldn't have the same level of problems caused by the stress of modern living. So they slow down. These people, once again, they're not thinking about it. Loma Linda, California, they probably are, but they slow down and they take more mindful approaches, and they don't look like I need more money. I need to go harder, higher. I need to, you know, get out there and try harder. They're living their life and everything's really, really cool. So I'm going to encourage you, if you can, watch The Blue Zones. It's a very good documentary and it shares about a lot about life, how we should be living, how we can acquire longevity, and ultimately, you know, how to live a life the way we're designed to. So on that note, you know, talking about the blue zones and the stressful lives we live and everything, it really comes down to a couple simple facts. I have so many people in my office coming in and it's the norm now. I hate to say it, guys. It's the norm carrying around more weight in their body than they should. So I think it's like 80% of Americans are overweight. That's horrible. 80% of Americans are overweight, and 40, almost 50% are obese, which means there's disease, loss of longevity, major health issues coming along because they're overweight. And that's all lifestyle. They say 93% of all diseases in our country are caused by our lifestyles, our choices. You know, we made them over a course of a long time. We have them so ingrained in our heads, so we might not be able to get rid of them. But it's our lifestyle choices that make us overweight. They make us obese. They make us have more health problems. So, you know, when I think about that, you have to simplify. You really have to get your body working lighter, leaner, all that stuff. And it's not that hard. Personally, every year, you know, the weight creeps on. It creeps on slowly. It's insidious. It comes on. Now, if you're listening to this, I'm going to tell you right now, and you probably know what I'm saying. Raise your hand if you know what I'm saying. It comes on so insidiously. It's an extra piece of bread. It's a little more at each meal. You know, everything like that, it just creeps on little by little. It's like a pound every couple of weeks. Once a month, a pound comes on. So that's kind of what happens with me. You know, a pound will come on every month, every 2 months. Pretty soon, I'm 10, 15 pounds heavier than where I want to be. And I don't let that continue on. You know, it's real interesting. I read a book and they're talking about sailors, you know, back before iPhones and whatnot. They didn't have maps on their phone, no Google, no Waze. And the best navigators were the best course correctors, meaning if there's a straight line between here and Spain, they'd be going to Spain, but they'd recognize sooner they deviated from that line and to get back on track. So with people, and I try to do this to myself, when I fall off my path, I try to get back on track. And people say, oh, I wish I could do it. I wish I had more discipline like me, right? They tell me I wish I had more discipline. It's really not about discipline. It's about really taking action. So discipline's overrated. It really is. And people, you know, people in the blue zones, they're not disciplined. They just do, right? They don't even think, they just do. So it's really about just taking action. So saying, I need to change. So I need to take action. And most people don't do that. But for me, I get 15 pounds heavier and the sirens go off. The red lights are spinning around saying, you know, woo, you got to do something about this now. So I make a choice. And I eat differently, and I eat less, and eat super healthy foods, and I eat, you know, 4 or 5 meals a day. It's interventional. You know, I think intermittent fasting is great, but for now, for me, I do a little more meals, break it across the whole day. And I can't believe, and I'll tell you this, I can't believe how quickly the weight falls off. So last week I did it. I started on Tuesday, and I lost 9 pounds in, I think it was 6 days. So that's pretty cool, you know, 9 pounds in 6 days, and I'm continuing on. Now it slows down eventually. You don't lose 9 pounds every 6 days or else, poof, you're gone. You disappear eventually. So, you know, you have to slow it down. But if you're eating cognizantly, if you're mindful, if you're focused on a goal, I call it my guardrails come up. I go down the highway. And it's like guardrails, you know, they're no longer small guardrails. They're big on the side of the road. I just can't veer. You know, I'm on that road. If someone hands me a piece of pie, I went out for ice cream last night. My son's birthday was happening. Went out for ice cream. And I have no problem staying away from it, because if you're not eating bad food, you don't crave it. And if you have a mission, if you have a focus, you have a purpose, it's easy to do. I always say, if your why is big enough, WHY, if your why is big enough, all the hows take care of themselves. So if you have a big enough reason why you want to drop weight, if you're focused enough on it, all the hows, like how do I do it, how do whatever, they're very easy to overcome. So, you know, we have a protocol that's specifically designed to tackle all the hows. Really, we have it dialed in so well. It's so scientific when people do it. The weight falls off of them. It's incredible. You just need a why. You know, say, I just need to lose this weight. I have to do it. You know, I have to make a change. You know, you have to be principled in that why. You need to be focused on the why, and I guarantee it'll come off. We have the tools to help you. That's easy, right? The tools are easy. I know them. I do them all the time. But if you get the why, say, I want to lose weight. And frankly, the average American doesn't do that anymore. There's studies and research to show Americans don't even try anymore because they tried so many times and only failed because they don't have the right tools. It's still easy to do, but if you have the right tools to drop the weight, I'll tell you, in 40 days, you could be down 30 pounds. Happens to people all the time. 40 days, 30 pounds. So we're looking at, like, you know, Memorial Day, sort of, right around that time. 30 pounds. Imagine the swimsuit you can fit into. Imagine the summer dresses, the cocktail dresses. And now I'm kind of joking. It's really not about that. It's about fixing your metabolism, getting you healthier. And my main focus with my program is to help people to change their metabolism, to fix their metabolism, fix how their body's running. So for me, the weight loss is nice. The biggest thing, I'm so much more mentally sharp, clear, energetic. At end of the night, I'm not saying I need to rest. I'm so beat. I got to go lay down. I do more stuff, right? I have so much energy. It's crazy simply by changing what I'm eating, you know, and my health issues, I have less pain in my joints. Everything improves. It's incredible. And you beat yourself up and say, why don't I do it all the time? So because I'm so fired up, I'm doing it myself. I'm going to try to give people an opportunity. If you listen to the show, you know, I do this each week. But open up 5 opportunities to come in, go through our entire first visit, figure out exactly where your deficiencies are, what you're not getting in micronutritionally, what vitamins and minerals you're lacking. We throw vitamins and minerals against the wall, say, I hope some sticks. Well, we figure out exactly what you need, so you're not wasting money on vitamins that may even be hurting you, right? So you got to figure it out. And then we have a whole eating protocol we give you, and the weight falls off, I promise you. It's like nothing else for me. Anyway, for me, I tried so many things and I'm not really that much overweight, but I like to be in good shape. And when I do this program, it falls off me like crazy. So if you want to come in, we open up 5 free first appointments. Normally $150. We do it for free, only for our radio listeners. So give us a call at 845-897-5677. That's 845-897-LOSS. And we'll schedule time. Just leave us a message. We'll see the timestamp. We'll get in touch with you and we'll map that time out for you. I truly want to help you. I know most of you want to be helped. Seriously, most of you want to be helped. You want to lose weight. You just got to believe in it, take action, and go for it. I promise it'll help you. So 845-897-5677. Give us a call and we will call you back, set up a time, and help you get leaner and healthier. So as we wrap up this show, getting close to the end, I want to share the story about this patient who came in last week. And it's really cool. You know, every time he comes in, he thanks me as if I've changed his life. Like his life, he's saying it's radically different. He feels better. He's a multiple business owner. You know, he's very, you know, well known. And he has these horrible migraines. I mean, every day he's got to take multiple medications to feel better. And I have that with so many people with back pain and other health issues. And they come in and get better. And it's like, thank you so much. And honestly, I take it all in stride because I really want to help these people. But he came and he said, my headaches, they're gone. I mean, every once in a while, I have a slight, no migraine, just a slight headache, but I haven't had a migraine in like weeks, months now. And he's saying, I can't thank you enough because my life is, it's a different life. I enjoy being around kids, you know, family, my businesses, my people I work with. It's so much better. You know, I feel so much better being around them. And I love that. It's so cool. And the reason why it's better is simply I took films. We do high level chiropractic care. I took films. Most chiropractors don't do that. Unfortunately, most chiropractors don't do it. I took films, saw what was going on, particularly in the upper part of his neck. And if you have migraines, you know what I'm saying? You could reach behind the back of your head and you'll feel pain right in the upper part of your neck most of the time if you got a migraine. Even if you don't, you can push up there. And we took films. We saw the misalignment. There's specific angles and measurements that I take all the time, but I saw the malposition. And know what I did? Listen, all I did, I simply moved that bone back to where it should be. That simple. And healthcare shouldn't have to be super complicated. You should remove interference to how your body's running and your body should work better. Just like the Blue Zones, right? You don't have to overcomplicate things. And our bodies are designed to heal. Like last week, I said we had the best doctor in the world in our body. It lives in our brain, but it needs to travel through the roads to every organ, cell, and tissue in our body. So if we can get through the highways, the byways, the side roads, to every organ and tissue in our body, and you can release that, I promise you, you have no idea how good you'd heal. I have so many kids, no more ADHD. I've had kids, no more seizures. Immune system so much stronger. Adults with digestive issues. Women getting pregnant who never got pregnant before because they're working better hormonally. Men who, you know, impotent, they have no function down below, and all of a sudden it starts working. I've had so many stories of incredible changes, and it's routine. Sometimes I become like I don't hear it. It's like white noise, but I try to focus on it as much as I can when someone tells me because it's so important to them. I had a woman who got hit by a car. She got hit by a car and she's doing so much better than she ever would have because she had care for 10 years prior and her body was so much more resilient after the fact she got hit by the car. So I'm going to encourage you, if you've never been checked out by a chiropractor who does, you know, films and does high level care. You know, I've worked for Olympic teams. I see so many pro athletes in my office, but if you never saw a chiropractor in your life, or let's say you did, and you're saying, I gave up on it because I was going to someone who seemed like a scam artist or whatever they're doing, you know, and that's not just chiropractic, that's everywhere. I have so many medical doctors who tell me every day someone's telling them to see more people for money, spend less time with each patient for money, fill more hospital beds for money, and it's all about money, and I consider them scam artists. Now, they may be good, they may be trying to help people, but they're being told by the pharmaceutical industry, people above them, how to not care for people, but care for money, for the corporation, and they get sick and they quit. I have medical doctors that have quit so many times, tell me they wish they could do what I'm doing because they hate their jobs. So if you want to be checked out, and what we do, it's so important, I want to explain this to you. You got to go in the office and take x-rays. Review your history, take an x-ray, see what's going on with the posture and position of your spine. It's like having a hose. If it's kinked, no water's getting through it. So you need to unkink your hose. There's an ideal position you have to have it in, and we try to get you back there. So we do a film. We go over the films together. We talk about what you have issue-wise, how your films and damage is related to that, and how to get it better. And we have an incredibly high success rate of helping people. I'm not bragging. I just want you to understand. I want you to understand that I can help you and I want to help you. And, you know, just like I was saying before, it's just an action step. It's really picking up your phone and dialing, you know, because so many people are saying, that's good. It sounds good. I appreciate that. I'll do it next week. Following week, I'll do it. You know, dial, give us a call. And for the first five people call, we'll check you out for free. We'll do the entire exam process for free if you're the first five people call. So give me a call at the office. Say, I want to come in for free, and I'll be more than happy to see you. I'll be excited to see you. So give me a call, 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. And we'll get you set up, or go to drashburn.com, and then we'll go over the process and give you options. You don't have to start care, but give you options into how to be healthy, right? So listen, I appreciate and love all of you. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to be back with you next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Have a blessed week.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.